So everybody, welcome back to Amanda's World. This week I had Amandy. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. To Amanda's World. This week on Amanda's World, I have on Mandy. Hi, Mandy. Welcome. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell everybody a little bit about you and your work in like the business industry and what you do.
Okay, thank you. Lovely to be here. Nice to have a great name, by the way, Mandy.
Thank you.
So that's two Mandys you've got tonight. So I am Mandy Nicholson, and I am the Creative Genius Consultant. I'm an artist. I'm an author. I'm a creative retreat owner here in Scotland, and I help creative women to launch, grow, and scale their businesses and make more money.
That's cool. So like, how did that whole business thing like start? Like, how did it all happen?
I've been in business. I went to art college, did my degree in art and design, and ended up in a proper job, like a load of creative people do, earn money and be on the hamster wheel of life. And I didn't follow my creative passion for decades. And it was my late husband that gave me a loving shove towards it and told me to stop talking about it and just do it. And that's what made me dive in and create my creative business.
That's cool. That's cool. So now, like, how long have you been doing in the business industry for?
So I've been in, I was in retail for 25 years. I've been in my own business now for almost 13 years. And in my creative business for 3 years.
That's
and I've
cool.
proved, you can be wealthy and creative.
That's cool. So now what is it like, what's been your favorite, this is like off topic, but what's been your favorite painting that you've done or like art piece that you've done?
I paint Women and Empowerment of one side. And one of my favorite paintings is called Let Her Rise. It's where I've really channeled the power of women and how powerful we are when
That's
we are
cool.
allowed to rise. Yeah.
That's cool. So now what has it been like running your business during COVID? Because I don't know what like Scotland's quarantine rules were because I've never interviewed anybody from Scotland, really.
Well, COVID was, I launched my creative business in December 2019 and COVID hit in 2020. So it was tough to keep going, but there was never a better time to actually be building an online business.
Absolutely. Yeah? I started my podcast in the middle of COVID. Yeah, like in the middle of COVID and just started growing and kept it going.
And, you know, those of us that persevered are reaping the rewards now in many different ways.
It's kind of funny, actually. If I didn't know this guy that I had issues with was doing YouTube, I would have been back on YouTube. I wouldn't have had a podcast right now.
Right.
So, like, if it wasn't for me knowing that he was doing social media, too, and I didn't do YouTube, if I did YouTube, I wouldn't have this following that I have right now. It's kind of funny to look at it like that.
That's amazing. And the universe has its way, doesn't it, of guiding us in the right direction, even when it throws curveballs at us.
Yeah.
And because, you know, one of the things that happened to me was my husband died in 2020. So
I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, I know. But he really taught me how to live. And he was the one who nudged me towards this business. So I felt like I almost had a duty to keep going.
That's nice. That's really nice. I know that's nice to have somebody like that. I had a family friend. She died from cancer when I was super young. And she like taught me how to ride horses and would want me to keep on doing what I'm doing and knew that like I had this energy to be on social media. So she showed me. It's funny. I don't have like a guy like partner. I'm single. I have no intention of having a boyfriend right now because I feel like it distracts me from my podcast and distracts me from like my work. So.
Yeah, I agree with that because I'm now single. Obviously, I'm a widow now and I am not at all interested in anybody else. I love my work.
Same.
My work is what makes me really happy.
Yeah, I just feel like they're distracting and like I just feel like I'm more focused on my work than I am about having a boyfriend. I've been very blunt about that.
Good on you.
I'm so sorry for your loss, though.
Sorry?
I'm so sorry for your loss, though.
I know, I think, I mean, we knew he had a life-limiting condition, but it's never the right time, and COVID just brought that on earlier.
Yeah.
However, we truly lived when he was alive, and I think if you truly live, when somebody leaves you, you just keep on doing that thing.
I agree with you on that.
He taught me to build strength, so that's what I'm doing, living my life to the full.
I actually had a situation, not like similar, but I interviewed this big famous TikTok boy, and he passed away 2 days after I interviewed him.
Oh, my goodness.
He passed away from an OD. And and he was focused on mental health and everything. So for like, I guess like how many months did I not record episodes and was uploading old content for? Like a good like 4 months I didn't upload any new content, was uploading all old recorded, pre-recorded videos. And I've just started recently recording podcasts again.
So that had an impact on you then?
Yeah. That had an impact on me because my dad's a recovering drug addict as well. So that had a big impact on me with my friend passing.
It would too. It would on anybody, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, death is one of those things, isn't it? It makes you take stock of life.
Yeah. But I know that he'd want me to be recording podcasts and stuff. And I know that he wanted me to drop out of high school. But I'm sure he'd be proud to know that I'm getting my diploma in like 4 months.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be proud of that because you've kept going.
Funny enough, we were if we were allowed to pick our senior clothes, mine would have been a quote by him. It's Amanda, you should have been a high school dropout and quote his name, but we're not doing senior clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what have been my senior quote, is I should have been a high school dropout.
Right. But you're not.
No, I'm and not.
Mm-hmm. People put us in boxes, don't they? And they think that we are going to do things or we should be things. Mm-hmm. I'm all for breaking all the rules and sticking the finger up at the world and saying we can do anything we want to do.
We really can.
Yeah, in our own way. And I do that in my business. I don't follow the rules. I do it my way.
So do I. I do my own thing with my podcast. Nobody, unless you're giving me like tips of like what to do to make my podcast better, but if you're trying to like fully change my podcast brand, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I work with all the weirdos of the world. I work with the creative women and they're amazing. They're individuals. They're unique. Mm. They're very different to, you know, your average dudes out there, and actually I have to work around their creative genius and their talent and make that work for them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about being in the creative industry.
Same. I love that I was able to start my high school's podcast trend. Like, I started my high school's full podcast trend was started by me.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the stuff I've gotten to do.
Mm-hmm. And do things your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I love doing things my way. I love being in charge.
Good, and continue doing that for the rest of your life, honestly.
I'm gonna.
Do it. You will be a powerful force in this world if you do.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love it, though. But thank you so much, Mandy, for coming on. I'm going to link all her stuff below. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Small Business Saturday.
Listening to this week's episode, I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload.